This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
No, there's not smoke coming from the studio, even though the heat is getting up.
Yep. No, you're not being pulled over by the cops either when you hear this sound.
That's a fire sound, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is, because it's got very hot in the studio all of a sudden.
That is true. The temperature has risen and the thermometer has just exploded. It's not because of global warming. It's because of very hot firemen who have just arrived into the Joy studio.
Tom just exploded.
That's a bit rude. Thank you for joining us, Tim and Link. Good morning.
Good morning,
Tom Warren.
How are you? So you guys have done this calendar. It's been happening for 26 years now. That's a long time. What was the initial reason?
Yeah, don't forget, having a look at these two young men, they weren't in it 26 years ago.
No. They didn't have 4-year-olds in the calendar then.
Well, I can say, if you were in it 26 years ago, could I please have the number for your surgeon? Because I hear he's done some good work on you. And I am hitting 50. I need to get this fixed up.
So it was originally for the Children's Hospital Burns Unit. Is
that's correct.
Who you still raise money for by selling the calendars?
Yeah, absolutely. And since then, a lot more have gotten involved. And recently, we're sort of focusing on more of the smaller charities that don't get a lot of exposure as well.
So there's stuff like Healing Hooves.
Yeah. Oh, so there's a whole broad.
There's a broad range of charities, yeah.
Healing Hooves?
Yeah, so Healing Hooves is a charity that looks after. There's a few horses you'll see in some of the calendars, and they come from the charity Healing Hooves. And they're basically a charity that look after horses and ponies and things that have been neglected, and then they work in with kids who have maybe need something in their life to focus on.
Which is great, because I mean, riding with the disabled when we used to live up in the country, and it really does, if someone's got an emotional, mental, you know, struggling in life, it's amazing what putting someone out with a horse can do, or any animal.
That is exactly what it's about, yeah.
What made you guys get involved in the calendar itself? I mean, both fit guys.
I mean, yeah, look at this body. I mean, there's no choice in the matter, was
it? Top off LinkedIn.
Did the body come before the calendar, or did you know, okay, we want to get in the calendar, let's get our bodies in
shape? No, the body sort of goes up. Well, you don't have cameras in here, do you?
No.
We always look like that all year round.
We've just got Tom's hidden cameras.
The body goes up and down, summer and winter, in Melbourne, as you do.
Yeah.
But I had a mate that was involved with it, and he was sort of egging me on to do it, and he said it's great fun and it's for a great cause, and so
We're really good mates as well. So yeah. Lincoln and I knew each other before the fire brigade,
right?
So we used to play footy together back in the day.
Yep.
Then I got in the fire brigade, Lincoln got in the fire brigade, and then we both found out about the calendar and did it for the first time a few years ago.
Yep.
Now, we looked at the website before, and there's some with little pussycats on them. Are you guys the ones with the pussycats?
I've got a dog.
No, I've got a pony.
You've got a horse, yeah.
My little pony.
Well, I would have said stallion, and you're going my little pony.
Yeah.
No, but so was there like disagreements amongst all your boys about who was going to do the colder months?
It's not a naked calendar.
I'm telling you, there was one there, and you're all like leaning against trees. There was a lot of wood going on in the pictures. Yeah. There was you like leaning against a wooden fence, a wooden tree, a wooden building.
Yeah.
That was a bit of a like a subtlety going on in that bit. Yeah.
Yep. There's a bit of debate. I think there's a bit of debate about who gets what month.
Yeah.
So Lincoln's
Mr. December.
December.
Not that I was creeping, stalking, or anything. Yep.
We can put our preferences in. But it all comes down to who they want to put in, I guess, for what month.
At the end of the day, it's all for such a good cause. You don't care what month you are. If you get in, that's a bonus. There's lots of people that don't.
Yeah.
So I've got to ask you, tell us about your fitness regime. Because people are going to go look at this calendar or buy this calendar. They're going to look and they're going to say, I want to look like that. So what do they need to do? How hard is it?
Tim, you take it away.
Come on, Tim. Tell us.
You know what? I used to train a lot more than I do now. But basically, I just try to do something every day. So if it's getting up and going for a walk.
Is it part of your job as a fireman? Do you have like gyms in the station? Yep. Are you encouraged? I mean, you have to stay fit.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have run around with kilos and kilos on your back and everything else. So part of your job would be fitness.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
we get an hour a day to work out, and we have a gym at every station.
So as part of your work day, an hour a day to work
out? An hour
How
a day
that?
To work out.
Oh, that's fantastic. But do you all come from the same station? because I want to know. I mean, I've seen this calendar. I'm moving into that area.
Yeah.
I'll be moving in and there'll be a lot of mishaps with my barbecue.
I'm from Dandenong Fire Station, and Tim's at
Hallam.
Yep. Oh, at Hallam.
Fire Station.
So you guys come all the way in here to see us this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Do you get rotated around different stations? Or
yeah, we can do, yeah. Especially when you first come out, you sort of you don't have a permanent spot, and it is good to rotate through the other stations and meet other guys and see the other stations and determine where you want to go from there, I guess.
Yeah. So what happens, can I ask, during the day, you know, if let's say today, I'm assuming there's not many fires. There might be some false alarms. So what do you guys do? What do you, like, how do you pass the time when you're actually waiting for that intensity to happen?
Yeah, I get. Well, there's
don't get excited, Tom.
They work out.
We do work out. We work out. We train. We do a bit of training, obviously, fire brigade training, yep. Fire brigade related stuff, and then all about big cook-ups, shift camaraderie. Have a lot of fun on station. A lot of banter between the boys and girls.
And do we still have the pole in the fire station?
No,
because I just think I'd be terrible because I'd grease that thing up. I'd want to watch it come down, boom, you know, landing on top of
bit of canola oil.
I realise that's so well.
Yeah, I realise that's not very good when you're trying to get all your guys out to an emergency, and I'd be watching you all slip and slide up and down the fire truck. Yeah. So the next question then, there ain't no Dalmatians hanging around.
There ain't no Dalmatians. Negative. Some stations have got chickens though.
Yeah. Oh really?
Yeah, we do the get the eggs from the chickens.
Oh, fantastic.
And yeah, so it's a real homely sort of environment.
So is that the real secret to the body? It's the eggs from the chickens.
It's the eggs and all the proteins in
that's
them,
right,
yeah.
Organic, yeah.
Organic free range.
So the Australian Firefighter calendar this year has come up with 5 different variations of the calendar. So can you guys tell us, you know, there's some for puppy lovers.
Yep.
There's some, I've never been so attracted to pussy, let me tell you. There's one with cats.
Yep.
There's an animal one.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's that's
the
about
hot
it.
Guy one?
Yeah,
there's a hot firefighter. Hot firefighters, edition one. And edition 2.
I'm telling you, Australia is full of hot firemen, and we'll be moving to edition like 69 soon.
Yeah. And they're about to launch an international firefighters calendar where they're flying all the best from around the world.
Oh, really?
To Australia.
So this is a worldwide thing.
They're about to do a worldwide one.
Yeah. Next year's one, I think that's what they're looking to do.
Right. Okay. Just write down the address for this photo shoot.
I'll give you my address if you want.
We get blindfolded and get taken out.
Yeah, it's a secret.
But before we finish, I am going to call bullshit. Now, I did go through. There is, you guys have to be models. There's no way you guys can be that many hot firemen. Oh, look, there was one or two that I can see might be firemen, but the rest were models, let me tell you.
Lincoln's the pretty boy of the calendar, I think.
Oh, stop it, Tim.
Lincoln, they spent about 5 hours this year with Lincoln and the pony. There's a photo of Lincoln in one of the calendars with a pony, and he got photos with that pony at every angle.
Thanks, mate. That's because the pony wouldn't work. So it wasn't me.
So there was a lot of makeup, a lot of shading going on, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So if you want to see Lincoln, we go to the animal calendar, is that right?
Yep. Animal or the hot fiery.
Or the hot fiery. Oh, so you're in the hot fiery as well.
December.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
So where can we get a copy of the Australian Firefighters calendar?
Yeah, that's great. So jump on to the Australian Firefighter Calendar's website, or alternatively, you can go to the Australian Firefighters Calendar Instagram, and you can find the link through there.
And Facebook page, they've got a behind-the-scenes video going on. Look, I've been very busy last night.
Yep.
But listen, there's no excuse for you not to get the 2019 Firefighters Calendar. You know, even if you're short a few, Bob, I've noticed there's even Afterpay and ZipPay.
Yes.
There is no excuse.
No excuses.
Don't just go and perm on the website. You've got to buy the calendar. That's the whole idea of it, isn't it?
Well, the website actually says that these photos might not be the photos inside the calendar.
So
they're extra.
Okay.
I did read the little warning bit. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well,
someone read the fine print.
So just again, if you want to go to www.australianfirefighterscalendar.com is the correct address. All your pictures are on there, all the 5 calendars where you can get them, what's all happening. Guys, you know, not only do you save the world, we've got something to look at. Jesus Christ, you know.
Thanks for having us,
Andy,
boys.
Will put up the link on our social media, so just search for Tom Warren on Joy anyway. So keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks,
as well
guys.
As the calendar.
Thank you.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.